This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Democrat Joe Biden, the projected winner of the long and contentious U.S. presidential election over Republican President Donald Trump, has moved quickly to start preparations to take over the U.S. government when he is inaugurated January 20th and reverse some key Trump policies. The move comes as President Trump is contesting the outcome of the November 3rd election through lawsuits. He claims, without evidence, vote counting irregularities in several states where Biden won narrow pluralities and all their electoral votes would reverse the result and hand him a second term. President-elect Biden and his running mate, Vice President-elect Kamala Harris, launched a website for their transition to power Sunday. They say they will immediately focus on the coronavirus pandemic, the recession in the world's biggest economy wrought by the pandemic, climate change, and systemic racism. China says it has taken note of Joe Biden's declaration of victory in the presidential election, but is holding off on sending any message of congratulations. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
A foreign ministry spokesman says the result of the election would be determined under U.S. laws and procedures, and that China would follow international practices in extending its sentiments. Beijing has had a fractious relationship with President Donald Trump, characterized by growing friction over trade, technology, and competition for influence in Asia and the world. Analysts say, though, Biden will likely return ties to a less contentious state. China joins Russia, Brazil, and Mexico in declining to recognize Joe Biden's victory, unlike other nations like South Korea and Japan. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
There were other notable holdouts among the world leaders to congratulate Joe Biden on his victory in the election, including, as Charles de Ledesma just reported, leaders of Latin America's two biggest countries, Brazil's President Jair Bolsonaro. This is VOA News. A Russian soldier suspected of killing three of his colleagues using an axe and a gun at a military base has been detained after a huge manhunt, officials said. The suspect, quote, has been detained by law enforcement agencies, end quote, the military said in a statement carried by the state news agency TASS. He was now being interrogated, it added. The 20-year-old soldier, identified as Private Anton Makarov, was detained following a massive manhunt. More than 100 members of the National Guard, as well as drones, had taken part in the search operation, according to a spokesperson. Azerbaijan has announced the capture of a key city in the Nagorno-Karabakh enclave, but Armenia has denied the claim. Speaking to the nation on television Sunday, Azerbaijan's president said that Azerbaijani forces had taken Shushi, in the second-largest city in the disputed territory. Quote, the city of Shusha has been liberated from occupation. Shusha is ours. Karabakh is ours, quote, the president said, adding that his country will continue its fight until Armenian forces withdraw from the territory. The president's statement prompted celebration in Azerbaijan's capital, where people were waving flags and chanting slogans, and drivers sounded their car horns. Kosovo's former president, Hashim Thaçi, will appear Monday before a war crimes court in The Hague in a stunning downfall for the one-time guerrilla liberation hero from the 1990s conflict with Serbia. Thaçi, 52, resigned as president last Thursday and flew to the Netherlands, where he was placed in the detention center of the Kosovo's specialist chambers, a court located in The Hague. Thaçi was the political chief of the rebel Kosovo Liberation Army, an ethnic Albanian group which battled Serb forces for the independence of the southern province in a bitter conflict that claimed more than 13,000 lives. The U.S. Senate is scheduled to be back in session today, AP correspondent Shelley Adler reports.
Democratic Senator Chris Coons of Delaware is feeling pretty good about the possibility of reaching a deal on COVID relief. That's after watching the big Saturday night election celebration in his home state.
I expect that we'll hear from Vice President-elect Harris and from President-elect Biden outreach to Republican Senate leaders, as well as to members of the House and Senate, governors, and to the administration.
A deal on a relief bill will take both parties working together, something GOP Senator Roy Blunt of Missouri is optimistic about.
You have to reach across the aisle. You have to find in almost every Senate somebody on the other side to get things done.
Both Blunt and Coons appeared on ABC's This Week. Shelley Antler, Washington.
For more on these and other stories, please visit us at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.